This is Amy Holmes, and we're joined by Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent, D.C. Sage.
I want a theme song.
Welcome.
Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. So, I'm sure you heard the news that John Hughes is dead at age 59.
Yes, I did.
So, the question we're asking all of our guests, what is your favorite line from a Hughes movie? And I understand that you are a huge, huge Hughes fan.
I lived these movies like everybody else. You just want me to go right off the top?
Yeah, favorite line.
PB&J with the crust cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch. All the food groups are represented. Did your mom marry Mr. Rogers?
Breakfast Club, right?
No, Mr. Johnson. Breakfast Club.
Oh, that's so great. Oh, that's so good. You are good.
I could go on, by the
you
way.
Yes.
But what we want you to do, actually, is talk about the Senate. They wrapped up last night. And what major business did they get done?
Well, the two major things, of course, the nomination of Judge now Associate Justice Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court, 68-31, just about where everyone expected it to be. In the end, it was just a numbers game. How many Republican votes would she get, and would she get close to what John Roberts got when he got Chief Justice?
So that was 8 Republican votes?
Nine. And the interesting thing about that, Amy, let me just point out that none of the Republicans who voted for her, and there were 9, none of them is running in 2010. They're all retiring or running later. So you get a sense of what it means to vote for one of Barack Obama's nominees for a Republican who thinks they want to win in 2010.
And cash for clunkers, that deal got done?
Cash for clunkers got done. The Senate was – there were lots and lots of amendments, but none of them was ever going to pass. The Senate was backed right up against a wall by the House because remember this – program ran out of money and it was going to be canceled this week if they didn't get that extra money. The House passed their money and then got out of Dodge, which means the Senate was out of options. You can't change the bill because the House isn't around to negotiate with. So they were backed right up against the wall. Harry Reid managed to fend off all amendments. They got cash for clunkers passed, and now it's on to health care over the recess. I want to point out one funny little thing. You know, Democrats have been carping about all the Republican protests at town hall meetings and all the screaming and yelling. With reporters yesterday, Harry Reid actually brought in a piece of AstroTurf. You know, they call this AstroTurfing, fake grassroots?
Yes.
He actually had a piece of AstroTurf to show all the reporters. They're going visual.
Great theatrics. Well, Todd, thank you for joining us. And
pleasure.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks. You too.